a public hearing was held in Bethel today about Donlin Gold's plans to clean up its proposed mine and how they will pay for the cleanup. The proposed gold mine could be one of the biggest in the world if completed, and this step is essential before it begins mining. Christy Schallenberger with Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
Cleaning up a mine is an expensive endeavor, and it's a time-consuming one.
We've learned from the past. We've advanced through the environmental review process.
That's Dan Graham. He's in charge of Donlin Gold's reclamation plans and permitting process. Reclamation is relatively new in the long history of mining in the United States. It came to existence in the late 20th century as more information came to light over the damage that mining does to the environment. What it means is that mining companies must restore the patch of land that they mined, and, according to Alaska law, they have to pay for it.
So the state, PKC, Calista, we will not be on the hook to pay for the reclamation and closure.
That's Andrea Gusty, the vice president of the Kuskokwim Corporation. They own the surface rights to the proposed mine site, while the Calista Regional Native Corporation owns the subsurface rights. Both are major players in drafting the reclamation plan. The reclamation plan and paying for it are separate permits, but they go hand in hand in Alaska. Both have to be approved by the State Department of Environmental Quality and Department of Natural Resources before the mine can move forward. Donlin's draft reclamation plan is 400 pages long, and it explains in detailed technical language how it plans to reclaim the mine site during operations and after. The gold mine would permanently disturb about 3,500 acres of wetlands in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and would permanently eliminate two salmon streams. It also requires big treatment facilities for the cyanide used during mining and the mercury that would be released from the rocks. And it has a tailings dam that is a mile long and a mile wide. All that has to be cleaned up after the mine closes. So how is Donlin going to do that?
So there's two phases. The first part is the physical closure and reclamation, which is a topsoiling, reseeding, revegetation.
That takes place while the mine is still operating, and shortly after it closes. And then, once the mine shuts down, Donlin will divert the water it uses during operations into a pit lake and let it sit for about 50 years until Donlin begins monitoring the water forever. Closing the mine and monitoring is pretty expensive. So Donlin Gold must set aside a certain amount in a bond that will pay for the reclamation during its mining.
I'm going to give you ballpark numbers here, about $240 million. And then there's a second funding mechanism that will be in place to cover the long-term treatment of the, or the long-term operation of the water treatment facilities.
That funding mechanism will likely be a trust fund account that would be used to pay for the monitoring in perpetuity.
And that is estimated to be roughly $100 million.
But discussions around the trust fund are still ongoing. The mine can't move ahead until the issue is settled. Meanwhile, Donlin Gold has already received two major federal permits this month. It expects to have most of the major ones out of the way this year. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.